You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods. As you drive down Southeast Missouri roads, it's possible that you'll see a box turtle making his or her way across the road. Sadly, many don't make it, and if that trend continues, it could cause a decrease in the turtle population in the future. Sarah Turner is the Nature Center Director at the Cape Girardeau Conservation Nature Center. I began by asking her why the turtles are crossing the road to begin with.
Well, this time of year, turtles cross the road to find a home range, home territory, and to find a mate.
So, Sarah, it seems to me this year I'm seeing a lot more turtles. Is there any factors that could contribute to that, perhaps?
Well, there's lots of factors, and some of them are unknown. The weather this year has been really strange and different from usual with the winters and things like that. The other thing is the more subdivision and encroachment on green space, the less space they have to find habitat. So, you know, depending on where you live, you may be living in a place that has more green space than where they were living before, so they're having to adapt to their surroundings.
So what do we do if we see a turtle crossing the road as we're heading toward them?
Well, avoid it if at all possible, safely. You don't want to hit anybody head-on, swerving around it. If you want to help kind of save it, as a lot of people like to do, the best thing to do is to slow down, make sure that nobody's going to run into the back of you or anything like that. Look at the direction in which that turtle is traveling and safely move that turtle to the side of the road in which it's heading. Because if you put it on the side of the road in the opposite direction, it's just going to turn around and try to cross the road again.
Is there any concern about, I know turtles live a long time, but is there any concern about them, the mortality rates going up? You know, I guess years ago, there weren't so many roads and all these vehicles, and is that impacting the longevity and the lifespan and all that sort of thing with the turtles?
We think it is. Really, it's so difficult to study box turtles because there's so many of them. But they have a high mortality rate whenever there is a huge decline in them from for various reasons. And just like you mentioned with the more roads and parking lots and less acreage we have in green space, that greatly affects them. And they only lay 3 to 8 eggs a year. Some of those don't survive because of predators like raccoons and snakes and things like that. And so for them to replace their population takes a really long time. So we are concerned about it. Right now we would say their population is probably stable. But, you know, we expect this migration across the roads this year to hit right on Memorial Day weekend. And we are concerned about the effects of that.
So I guess there's no immediate danger of them becoming extinct or anything like that?
No immediate danger. But could there be a decline in their population? Absolutely. It's just something that we're not able to study that closely with the amount of box turtles there are.
Now, you talked about people wanting to save the turtles, and some people think by saving them, they should take them home and make them pets, but that's not necessarily a good idea.
No, actually, that is the worst thing that they can do because box turtles have a different diet. They eat insects and worms and things like that when they're young, and then their diet changes as they get older and they switch to plant matter. And so you don't know at what point of their life they're in, whether they're eating vegetation or insects. And the other thing is they need vitamin D and that heat in order to survive and digest their food and all of those things. A lot of people put them in their basement and say, oh, they'll just take care of the bugs and they'll be fine. But there's not enough light in your basement, and they usually end up starving to death.
Sarah, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Sarah Turner is the Nature Center Director at the Cape Girardeau Conservation Nature Center. For KRCU, I'm Dan Woods.